federal government is arguably the world's leading expert on giving money away. Whether that makes it any good at being a watchdog over the organizations you donate money to is a different question. Tackling that question, our Freedom Fighters panel, my Fox colleague and friend and host of the very funny, very late showing Red Eye at the alarming hour of 3 o'clock in the morning, Fox News Channel Greg Gutfeld, radio and talk show host Nancy Skinner, and Reason Magazine senior editor Catherine Mangu Ward. Nancy, to you first. In April of this year, the President of the United States of America suggested getting rid of the charitable deduction. Stated differently, if a rich person gives a lot of money to charity, they wouldn't be able to deduct it from their income taxes. Do the Democrats really support that?
No, and I think that's why it's dead in the water. But I just got to go back to your last guest who said, when it comes to moral virtue, who do you trust more, Ayn Rand or Jesus Christ, who said, do unto others as you would have done unto you, that we should feed the hungry, house the homeless.
All right, Nancy, I don't want to get into a religious debate with you, but Jesus was talking about your moral choice. He wasn't talking about the government forcing you to do it. Right, Catherine?
That's right. And the fact is that this is individual people choosing what to do with their own money. The federal government might think they can do better. The federal government might think that the poor deserve the money more than a university or an opera, but it's not their money to make the call.
Catherine, do you think that the president suggested, and I think Nancy's right, it was a trial balloon that sunk like a rock in the ocean, but do you think that the president really wants to get rid of the charitable deduction so that everybody is forced to turn to the government for handouts and there are no charities anymore?
I think it reveals a certain underlying philosophy that really all resources in the end belong to the government and not to individuals. And he thinks the government can do better. You're quite right, that suggestion sank like a stone because that's not in the American character. The fact is people here are incredibly generous givers. There's every reason to think they'll continue to be, but they also respond to incentives, and the tax deduction matters.
As funny as you are, Greg, and if anybody is up at 3 in the morning and wants some wild entertainment, it's Red Eye with this character. You're an astute observer of human nature.
That I am.
If people continue to give money to charities or charitable-like causes if they didn't get a tax deduction for it?
I don't know, because here's the thing that gets me so angry. The most destructive charity on the planet is the government. Can you come up with an organization that takes thousands of dollars from you every month and then it disappears? This is the worst, most corrupt charity on the planet, and they hate competition. They hate other charities because that money, they want to go to them.
Skinner, I did not ask him to say that. He said it of his own heart, but what do you say in return?
He is funny in a different way. Hey, listen, you know, one thing we got to do, and I think we can agree on, is that these have to be, we have to be very scrupulous about who is getting these deductions, these 501c3s. In fact, Catherine, I think when I went online and read the article you sent me for this about charities, it said, make your tax-deductible donation today, meaning Reason Magazine, the libertarian magazine, is getting somehow a tax break from the government.
Well, I'd rather have them get it. I'd rather have Reason get it. At least they're doing something good.
Catherine, I have to give you the last word before we take the break. What's wrong with someone making a contribution to Reason Magazine or to moveon.org, God have mercy on me for saying
it,
and getting a tax break?
Go ahead, Catherine. Not a darn thing. It's their own money. They can do what they want with it.
All right. Can the three of you stick around? We have a lot more about this after the break. Now, we've been talking mostly about the effects on society and the poor tonight, but I should lay my cards on the table. I think one of the most important effects of charity is on the giver. True charity psychologically accustoms people to generosity, eliminating the purported need for forced redistribution of wealth. Take our wealth by force, and the plight of the poor simply becomes someone else's problem. Bureaucrats make themselves seem more important by slowly sapping our will to solve our problems ourselves. Private charity, freely given, by private individuals is far better for the giver and the receiver than is the redistribution of wealth by the government. Okay, when we come back, Social Security or Walmart? Which has done more to help the poor in America? The freedom fighters fight that one out next.